Man, am I excited for this one, man? It's the first, I'd say this is the first official episode back. I released the 1 year anniversary and I released the like preview what season two is gonna look like. This is the first one back. I got the video back. Well, I mean, I've been making the videos in the mic. I got my apartment back, got my good old LEDs, the Barbie poster in the background, the Spider-Man posters. I got a new Godzilla poster over there too. If you're watching the YouTube video, of course. If you're listening, thank you for listening. My name's Nate Estrada, the Imperfect Podcast. Follow me on Instagram at imperfect.podcast underscore. Same on TikTok. If you're on YouTube, please subscribe, comment, leave your thoughts. Comment where you are also. If you're watching, listening, please somehow send me a message on social media, comment on a post, let me know where you're listening from, let me know who you are. I want to get to talk to you, you know? I want to connect with my audience. But for those of you that do follow me on social media, you have. Wait a minute, let me adjust my camera real quick. Okay. For those of you that follow me on social media, you've seen my story posts, my many story posts. There's a lot of topics I want to talk about, but this one that we're going to talk about today is pressing on my mind, I'll say. This past Sunday, my church, First Baptist Church of Glenarden, it was our communion service, and my pastor, Pastor Jenkins, normally he's a senior pastor, so he obviously normally does all the sermons, but he said he wanted to allow our ministers to have an opportunity to come up in the pulpit and give a sermon. So he allowed one of our ministers to come up and give a sermon. And might I say, it was very, very, very powerful and very reached out to me a lot. He did the sermon on patience and basically testing your faith. And that's what we're going to talk about today. I guess I'll title the episode today, Be Patient, Your Faith is Being Tested. We're going to go to the Bible now. I'm going to use the same verses he used, James 1 through 4. It's really 2 through 4. I'm going to go to 5, 2. But yeah, let's go and get into it. This is a letter from James. Someone like Paul usually writes letters too, and he'll spend like the first chapter giving a long introduction, like greetings, Church of Rome, Corinth. I'm so glad to talk to you. I've been waiting so long to do this. I hope to see you someday. Here's James. He spends one verse and just says James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes in dispersion, greetings, period. That's verse one. He's about to get straight into it. No little warming you up, like, all right, guys, here's my message. No. Oh, I did not mean to punch my Bible. I'm so sorry. We're going to get right into the message. We're going to go verse by verse, but the verses kind of go together, but each verse is low-key powerful. But starting with verse two, count it all joy, my brothers. Hope y'all can hear me well. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. I'll stop there. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. Various kinds, meaning good and bad. We can face trials where the outcome is good, the outcome is bad, or like the current state you're in may seem bad initially. Your immediate emotional effects, your fleshly feelings may say, I don't like this. This is bad. Why is this happening to me? Like, for example, financial struggle. If you're broke, let's put it that way. If you're broke, you lack money, you're not gonna be happy in that moment. You're not gonna be like, oh, I have no money in my bank account. I can't eat food. What a great life. No, obviously not. But well, let's go and go into verse three. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. Let's go back to being broke again. This sounds so derogatory. I'm so sorry if you feel that way, but you get my point. He says the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. So hypothetically, if you're broke, then things don't look too well for you. You may be working hard, but money's not coming in the way you want it to. Not the amount, not as quick. You may not be able to do things that other people do because you don't have the money. And in that moment, that's where God is testing you and testing your faith. And I was reading this commentary that was so powerful, said a very powerful message. It said, in these moments, people have two decisions. You can either say, God, why are you doing this to me? Why are you allowing this to happen to me? If this God or God, if you're going to allow this to happen to me, then I'm going to go to some other God that won't allow this to happen to me. I'm going to go to some other person that won't allow this to happen to me. Or you can do what verse 4 and 5 say. You can turn to God in these moments to strengthen your faith and trust in him. Verse 4 says, and testing your faith, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. Verse 5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. It will be given him. So, like I said, in these moments, your options are turn away from God and give up on God, or trust more in God. And obviously, you want to trust more in God. I mean, even if you're listening, you're not a religious person, you don't believe in a God, let me ask you this. If something is hard in life, are you just going to give up on it and just go to another hard thing? Or are you going to persevere and learn how to get through that hard thing so you can get through more hard things? Now, to my believers, are you just going to give up on God because he gave you one difficult assignment? Because if you're complaining about this one assignment now, then in 1 year, what do you think you're going to do about that next hard assignment? It's not going to get any easier. If you think life as a Christian is easy, then sorry, somebody lied to you. You get the glory of God. You work towards the goal of eternal glory of God. You feel the love of God. But like this verse is saying, you're going to face some various trials. You're going to face various trials, the good and the bad. Life following God does not guarantee you sunshine and roses, whatever the saying is. Like, you're going to be tested. You have to be tested. It's like in school. You learn lectures. You learn lessons. You learn math equations and all that type of stuff. Then once you finish that section of the lesson, your teacher provides you a test to test your knowledge. And based on that, that determines, okay, do we need to go back? Does he need to work more? Does she need to work more on these math problems? Does he need to study more of these science terms? Or are we ready to move on to the next section, which is going to get harder and harder? Just get deeper into your textbook in school. Lessons just get harder. Like math, you start off learning addition, subtraction. Not even that. You start off counting numbers and learning all the numbers, addition, subtraction, multiplication, division, PEMDAS, all that. Then boom, high school, you get to algebra, geometry, pre-calc, maybe some calc. Boom, you get to college, more calc, more and more calc, trigonometry. Some things that my friends say that I just can't even comprehend. It gets harder. Life gets harder. So you can't just give up on God and give up on all these challenges just because you don't like them, just because they're hard. And listen, I brought up being broke. It's easier said than done to just say, oh, I'm broke, but I know God has a good plan for me in the future. While it is true, and while it's a great mindset to have, it's hard to just say, boom, let's see the goodness. It takes testing of your faith, which is what James is saying here. It's going to take time for you to build trust in God. It's not going to be immediate. And things just take time between you and God's plan for your life. And speaking of plan for your life, let's talk about Jeremiah 29:11. Everybody knows that says, it's God saying, for I know the plans I have for you, plans of prosperity and welfare. Yeah, God has a good plan for us. Yeah, see, everybody puts that in their Instagram captions, descriptions, favorite Bible verse. Yeah, but go to the next verse when he says you're going to be in exile for 70 years. You didn't realize that, did you? Now, we aren't going to be in, we may not be in exile for 70 years. I mean, who knows? Maybe That's going to happen to you. I don't wish that on somebody, but your 70 years is going to be your development, your faith development. I like to use the term character development when I go through things in life. I've developed this mindset that James is talking about. I say that very humbly, by the way. I don't mean to be prideful, but it's good to know that I practice this mindset even after I was taught this sermon on this past Sunday. I like to look at my hard times as character development because that's literally what they are. A lot of times I look at challenges in life and I go like, all right, God, I know this is hard, but I know there's a good reason that this is happening. I know you have something planned for me. Ecclesiastes says there's a season for everything. I'm firm on that. There's a reason for everything, and sometimes we aren't owed an explanation. I remember I saw this quote that said, when a teacher is giving a test, they aren't teaching, they're silent. Well, when you're taking a test, the teacher isn't teaching, they're silent. Now, usually when you're taking a test, the teacher may say, if you have any questions, raise your hand and I'll help you. Now, what is this verse? What does James 1 through 5 say? It says, let steadfastness be complete. Go through these trials. And if you need help, turn to God, your teacher, and ask for help. Dang, that is good. I need to stop hitting my Bible like that. That's good right there. If you need help, go to your teacher, raise your hand, slash, pray to God, go to your Bible, and seek the help you need to pass your tests and to build your faith and knowledge and strength. That's good. That's good stuff right there, man. Now, I want to talk about like what I said about my hard times and the way I look at it, just to give you some of my testimony or kind of like the trials I've gone through, just to give a little bit more motivation, like maybe so some of you guys can relate to me. So this past summer, I did a lot. I started my wonderful community called Christian Fitness Association. Shout out to my wonderful friends and community that have helped me bring that vision to life, and it's only going to get better. I got baptized, something that was long overdue, something that God's been waiting for me to do and that I've put off. What else did I do? Cut my hair off, as you can see. I was growing my hair for 4 years. Took me a very long time to get my hair to where I want it to be. And shout out to like everybody that's taking care of my hair for me, like Quay, Ralph, all my barbers, Cole. Shout out to all y'all. I love y'all, man. Yeah, I'll tell you what I didn't do. I didn't have an internship that I wanted. I didn't get the success on social media that I wanted. Part of that was my fault because I didn't do it. But yeah, those are some things I did this summer. Now let me talk about Christian Fitness Association, CFA. So between this podcast and my social media journey and even CFA, it's been a test on my patience. Because there were times where I wanted things done a certain way, or I wanted it done at this time, or I wanted it to happen at this time, and it just didn't happen. Like, our very first event was supposed to be like a meet and greet. And this is where my faith was tested a lot. This is not my greatest test, but ooh, my, I ran through a lot of emotions. We were supposed to have a meet and greet. And what happened? Okay, yeah. You're supposed to have a meet and greet at this park outdoors. So, we're at risk of weather canceling things. And I checked the weather a week before, 2 days before, one day before, day of. Weather was chill. And I get off work. I'm like, all right, bet. It's time to go to the meet and greet. I got the ice and the coolers and everything. I'm ready to go. Boom, a big storm comes. We got to cancel. Boy, am I upset. I was upset for like 2 seconds, but I ain't gonna say 2 seconds, maybe 2 hours. But I was really upset. I was like, am I really, is this really happening? Like, maybe I should just give up. Maybe this isn't God's plan for me. Maybe I'm just making all this stuff up. But my friends, they're like, you know, Nate, it's all good. Don't let this discourage you. They said, let's reschedule for another day this week. I was like, all right, bet. I'm not working this Thursday. Let's do it this Thursday. So I brush off the emotions. I'm cool. I'm like, it's okay. It was just a test of my faith. And there's no need to rush all these things to happen. It'll happen in God's perfect timing because God is never late. And then here comes Thursday, weather's all nice and stuff again. And about an hour before the rescheduled meet and greet, I'm leaving the crib. I stop to get gas, and Beam texts me and says, so it's hailing outside because he lives by the place where we're gonna have the meet and greet. And I just look at my phone and I start laughing. I just text, there's no way. There's no way this is happening. And he sent a video, and it was indeed hailing. But luckily, it only lasted 10 minutes. So I was like, all right, guys, we're still on. We're still gonna do this. We're gonna persevere. We're not gonna let this setback stop us. So we get to the park. It's a little wet outside, but you know, we still put on the event. Yeah. I'll say that was one big test of my faith because when things like this happen, when things get canceled on me, like it feels like that's God telling me, no, you're not going this way. But I've come to realize that's God telling me, not now, be patient. I want to see how you respond to this occurrence. And even with this podcast, I remember there's been multiple times in the past where I was supposed to record with somebody or yeah, I was supposed to do some episodes, and unfortunately, I had to cancel a few to due to uncontrollable circumstances and other people just not being available. Not their fault at all, but just things happening. And I'm always so pressed to push out these episodes, get this content out, reach out to people. And when stuff like that happens, it's so discouraging. But in the end, I know not to give up and just move, keep moving on. I've developed a mindset that James is telling us to have. Like, this is hard, this sucks, but there's something good coming out of this. And it may be a different plan, it may be change of our mindset. There's so many things that could come out of what's happening to us in life, but it's like this verse is saying, you just gotta be patient. We just gotta trust God. We have to turn to God if we don't know what to do or don't know how to think or things like that. To finish it off, I feel like I had a lot of things I wanted to say, but I forgot them. I properly prepared for this episode, like did a little bit more preparation than I usually do for other episodes, but you know, I feel like I'm missing a lot, but I do want to tell you how God I feel like I've told this story before in other episodes. But yeah, I want to tell a story about how my faith was tested and how I gave up on God temporarily. I don't want to say gave up on God. It's more like I got mad at God and I turned my back. I turned my back to God. So 2021? No, 2020. I think it was. I think it was 2020. Yeah, 2020. Pandemic. Everybody knows 2020 is a COVID year. Years leading up to 2020, even now, my grandmother had developed Alzheimer's, memory loss, signs of dementia, stuff like that. And I remember my parents always told me about it. They were always talking to me about it. Like, you know, your grandmother may forget a few things. And even now, I'm fine with it. But they're like, she's not really the same as she used to. She's not the same way that she used to be. Yeah. Like, she's not going to remember a bunch of things. We need to keep a close eye on her, stuff like that. And I kind of looked at the way that like my parents and my grandfather were around her and like, yeah, keeping a close eye on her and like helping with things. And I always thought my grandmother, like I could tell she was changing and like the Alzheimer's was getting there. But I always thought to myself, as long as she remembers who I am and tells me that she loves me, I'm a happy camper. So 2020 gets around, and we're all quarantined, stuck in the house, and I hear that she's not doing too well. Like it's starting to get progressively worse. So I remember during the pandemic, like I want to say April. Was it April? Yeah, I think it was April, around April of 2020. There was one time my parents and my sister went to go visit my grandparents, and I saw my grandmother. She was laying on the couch. She didn't physically look the best. But I remember I called her Grammy. I said, "Hi, Grammy," and she said, "Who are you?" And at that point, that was rough. That was rough. Because I remember I told at that moment I told myself, "Dang!" I remember I said, "If she still remembers, if she still remembers me and she says that she loves me, then it's all good." But then here comes a day where that didn't happen. And at that point, I'm like, okay, let's not panic because I can see like everybody else in the room, like from over time, is just not feeling the best about her current state. So I'm going to be the one to stay calm. Another thing that I can get into another episode, but I'm going to do the best. I'm going to stay calm, not panic. Everything's going to be okay. It's going to be, just be optimistic about it. And then maybe a few weeks later, I don't remember this timetable well, but a few weeks later, she, at this point, restrictions were lifted, the pandemic starting to get lifted, and I was able to go back to work. So I remember I woke up one day and my mom was gone. And I have this app called Life360 where I can see everybody's location in my family. So I see that my mom and my grandfather are together, but they're not at their house, at my grandparents' house. But I didn't make that much of it. But then my dad texted me and said, your grandmother had to go to the hospital. And your mom's with your grandfather right now. At that point, I still didn't panic. I still was like, it's okay. She's gonna get out the hospital. She's gonna be fine. Then, what happened? So I think a day goes by, and I didn't talk to my mom that day because she was gone most of the day with my grandfather. And then the next day, I'm about to go to work, and I go down and I talk to my mom. I say, "Hey, are you okay? And is my grandfather okay?" I call him Ginga. I said, "Is Ginga okay?" And she broke down in tears. And she said, "Your grandmother's not doing well. You should go see your grandfather and talk to him." And she told me that my uncle was there too. He lives in a different state than we do, like 3 hours away. So at that point, my uncle was there. Is like he wasn't visiting normally because it was the pandemic, but my uncle's there staying for the weekend. So I'm like, okay, what's going on here? So I pull up to my grandparents' house, talk to my grandfather, and my uncle's there. And I mean, we're talking about my grandma. I'm like, so is she okay? Is she gonna be at the hospital soon? And then my grandfather said, "Has your mom not told you what happened to your grandmother?" And I was like, "She told me she was sick, but just at the hospital." And I remember my uncle was right there, and he was like, "I'm gonna take a step out." And then my grandfather called my mom. He was like, "Is it okay if I tell Nate about your grandmother?" Mind you, I'm still chill. I'm like being optimistic. He hangs up and he says, Nate, your grandmother has cancer. She has liver cancer. I think she had something in her bladder, something in her leg, and she also had a brain tumor. And it was like implied that he was like, I'm gonna have to get used to living in this house by myself now. And at that point, like my body started going numb and I couldn't. It was just rough to process that. And he started, he goes on to say, you know, you're your grandmother's favorite. At that point, I was about to break out in tears and I was like, oh, I gotta go to work. Yeah. So then I'm walking out, I give him a big hug. And as I'm walking to my car, tears are running down my face and I'm crying the whole way to work for about 30 minutes. And then I'm at work and I'm, you know, I gotta lock in because I'm at work. Yeah. You know, I said I was gonna keep my episode short, but this is sorry. This is just gonna have to keep going. So that point, I kind of that was such a long journey. At that point, I woke up every day thinking, am I gonna wake up to the news that my grandmother's died? And I see my mom sad every day about it. And she's planning her funeral out. She's like starting to plan her funeral out and stuff, which is why I found out like a year later. And, you know, my mindset back to faith, my mind was thinking, God, that woman, from what I know, not even from what I know, I just know that's one of the most innocent women on this earth. And she's done nothing but bless my family and everyone else. And how could you do this to her of all people? And why is this happening to us? So I'm angry at God. Like I'm at that point, I'm like, I can't believe. And I was in like the process of getting myself right with God and growing my faith and being so much more serious about my faith in God. Like reading the Bible every day, watching past church sermons from my church on YouTube. At that point, like emotions are going and I turned my back on God. I was like, you know what? Forget reading the Bible, forget this gospel music and all that. I'm going back to my old ways. And you know, God's a good God because he could have ruined my life for that. But you know, he forgave me and he helped. He showed me that I should not give up on him. Weeks and weeks go by. She's still in the hospital, and I'm still thinking I'm going to wake up to the news of her dying. And she, what happened? Well, I also didn't inquire much about it because I didn't want to confront the elephant in the room. That was a possibility. But my parents and my grandfather just over time they would tell me like updates about her and that she was getting better. And days and weeks go by and it turns out that brain tumor was able to be removed and it was going to take surgery, of course, but essentially she was going to be healed. She was going to be better. And that's exactly what happened. She got surgery. She was in the hospital for a very long time. She's cancer free, but it was rough because during the pandemic, you can't visit anybody in the hospital. So she was just there by herself. Like, that was rough. But she was able to do like video calls with my grandfather, my mother. Doctors are giving them daily updates. And even before and after the surgery, she was getting her memory still wasn't there. Like she couldn't remember myself and my family, but she would get better and better. And me and my family thought that she like low-key couldn't understand anything that was happening, what was going on, especially with the pandemic. I remember one day, me and my uncle and my dad were at my grandparents' house helping him move a couch. And he gets a call from the doctor and he goes in his room while we're moving stuff. And he just starts laughing. Well, I don't know if laughing. Yeah, he was laughing out of joy. And he gets off the phone and says, just talk to the nurse. And the nurse said that my grandmother had talked to the nurse saying, I wish my family would visit. She still doesn't remember who we are, but she knows that she has a family. But she said, you know, I wish my family would visit. And the nurse said, sorry, they can't right now. And my grandmother said, yeah, it must be that coronavirus thing. And the reason my grandfather was laughing out of joy was because during the pandemic, like as it was developing, she would watch news with him and just like be unresponsive. He would tell her things about it and just be unresponsive and quiet. But turns out this whole time, she was able to take in the information. And she even remembers everything that was said to her. So eventually she's released from the hospital and can come back home with my grandfather. And her memory is not perfect, but it's back. She remembered me. She remembered everybody. She still, like, it just, she was better than I can remember from before she went to the hospital. And I know that's a long story and not sorry at all, but you know, the whole point of that story was, you know, giving up on God isn't the best choice. And even when you do, he's gonna let you back in and he's gonna show you why you shouldn't give up on him. Yeah. So be patient. God has something good for you, and there's always something good that comes out of whatever's happening in your life. So be patient and go through whatever you're going through. And once it's over, thank God. Thank God while you're going through it too. Make sure you lean on God as much as you can. That was long. I'm not sorry about it though. Yeah. If you're still watching, I hope you are. Thank you for watching or listening. Again, follow me on social media. It'll all be linked down below. Instagram at imperfect.podcast underscore, same thing on TikTok. Listen on YouTube, subscribe, like, and comment, all that. Thank you for listening and watching. Have a good rest of your day.